Lord your God, the Lord alone.
第五节.
Verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
第六节,第七节到第九节.
Okay, from verse 6 to verse 9. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
我们每一个人只能够活一次。
Each of us can only live once.
在这个一次的人生里面，要做很多的决定。
And in this one lifetime that we have to make many decisions.
那很多的决定对我们一生有很大的影响。
And many of these decisions have a lifelong impact.
所以高举神这个题目确实很重要。
And so this topic of exalting God is really important.
那基本上我们人活着态度，有两种不同，完全不同的态度。
Generally speaking, you could break up the attitudes with which people live lives into two categories.
一个叫做以神为主的人生。
The first is a God-centric life.
那另外一个既然不是以神，就是以人为主的人生。
And the second is a self or human-centric life.
那这两种人生，它最后的结论会绝对不同。
And the end conclusion in each of these attitudes is absolutely different.
有时候我们到人生的最后一点,
when we come to the end of our lives,
我们回头看我们的一生,
and we may reflect back on our lives.
有的人说, 我一生没有白活。
Some people might say, I didn't live my life in vain.
因为我有很多美好的记忆。
Because I have many good memories.
但是问题是, 当我们往前看, 看到什么?
But the question then becomes, well, if we look forward, what do we see?
这个比回头看到什么更重要。
What we see when we look forward is more important than what we see when we look back.
如果我们的人生是以神为主,
if our life is centered around the Lord,
回头看,你会从很美好的记忆里充满着神的恩典。
When you look back, you will have these beautiful memories full of God's blessings.
神的平安跟喜乐。
With God's peace and His joy.
往前看。
When you look forward,
我们看到天上的永生。
We'll see eternal life in heaven.
天国的荣耀。
The glory of the heavenly kingdom.
跟我们的父永远同在。
And to be with our heavenly Father always.
所以以神为主的人生, 回顾过去,往前看,都是充满着感谢。
And so if we live a God-centric life, regardless of whether we look backward or look forward, it'll be a life full of gratitude.
但是,如果我们的人生没有神,
but if our life doesn't have God,
没有神的人生一定很多问题。
A life without God is full of problems.
为什么?
Why is that?
第一个,人性有两个重要的缺点, 人没有办法解决。
There are two flaws of human nature that cannot be solved.
第一个, 人的罪性。
First is the sinful nature of man.
这个人没有, 到死没有办法解决。
And this is a problem that cannot be solved even until the day we die.
罪性不能解决, 一定会带给人生负面的影响。
And if we cannot deal with the issue of our sinful nature, it will bring about negative consequences in our lives.
第二个就是人的无知。
Second is our own ignorance.
其实我们对人生根本就不懂。
We simply just do not understand the nature of life.
因为我们了解的人就是我这个就是我的人。
Because our understanding of life is just ourselves, our own bodies as they are.
但是圣经说你看得见摸不到，这个不是你。
But the Bible tells us that what you see and what you touch is not what comprises you.
这个叫做帐篷。
This is the so-called tent.
那真正的我是住在帐篷里面那个灵魂。
The true you is the soul that lives within this tent.
所以你看,我们人真的是无知。
And so truly we are ignorant.
我们一生就是为着这个帐篷在努力。
We put a great deal of effort into building up this tent.
那有一天我们要从这个帐篷出来。
And one day we will exit this tent.
那怎么办?
And then what happens?
啊，所以啊，这个人生的无知啊，会让人做很多很错误的判断。
Because of our own ignorance, we will make poor decisions and poor judgments.
啊，因此一个以神为主的人生绝对不会后悔。
And so, if a person lives a life that is centered around God, they will not have regrets.
一个以人为主的人生一定会后悔。
A human-centric life can be full of regrets.
啊，往前看，我们看到什么？
If we look ahead of us, what do we see?
我们只看到一片黑暗。
We see darkness.
为什么？
Why is
因为死亡的阴影在前面等着我们。
Because the shadow of death waits for us there.
啊，人彻底是没有盼望的。
Indeed, humans truly have no hope.
好，那要让我们的一生要高举神，哦，这个第四节啊，第一句话，以色列啊，你要听。
So to live a life of exalting God, let's turn to verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel."
啊，以色列是什么
？Who or what is Israel?
啊，现在有一群人叫以色列人。
Okay, so here's a group of people. They're called the Israelites.
哦，这个就是以色列十二个支派，现在演变成现在的以色列人。
And so these are comprised of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they form the nation of Israel.
哦，那以色列原来什么名字？
Where did the name Israel come from?
哦，叫做雅各。
His name originally was Jacob.
那雅各什么意思？
What does Jacob mean?
雅各就是抓住的意思。
Jacob means to grasp.
他头脑很聪明，他很会抓住机会。
He is very sharp. He's very good at taking the best opportunities.
哦，那神把雅各改名叫以色列。
But God changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel.
那以色列什么名字？
So what is the significance of the name Israel?
以色列叫做神的王子。
Israel means the prince of God.
那你想想看哦，神的王子。
Just think about it, the prince of God.
好，那现在以色列是谁？
So today, who is Israel?
啊，神的王子是谁
？Who is the Prince of God?
你如果到纽约去哈，你看到安息日就很多人把戴着一个帽子，然后穿着黑袍在路上走着去会堂。
If you go to New York City and you on a Sabbath day, you'll see that there'll be people who have a small head covering, and then they'll be dressed in black, and then they will walk to synagogue.
哦，包括我们伊丽莎白教会对，就是一个以色列人的一个会堂。
And actually, right across the street from Elizabeth Church is a Jewish synagogue.
哦，他们是以色列人啊这个身份做一种自豪。
And so they have their own identity as the people of Israel.
但是在圣经里面，谁是神的王子
？But if you look into the Bible, who are God? Who is the Prince of God?
那个王就是天上的神。
The God is the King.
他的儿子就是你跟我。
And his children are you and I.
所以以色列人今天就是你跟我。
So the Israelites today are you and I.
因此这里讲以色列啊，你要听这个在讲什么。
So here, when it says, "Hear, O Israel," what does it call us to do?
就是要告诉我们对自己的身份，要有自觉。
This tells us to be sure and confident in who we are.
这个非常重要啊。
This is very important.
我们不是雅各。
We are not Jacob.
只是会在世界上很聪明，抓住机会。
Just to be shrewd and having the ability to make the most of every opportunity.
我们是以色列人。
But rather, we are Israel.
我是神的王子。
We are God's prince.
这个身份是尊贵的。
And this is a noble position.
我们现在来想。
So let's think about it.
我们一生有几个身份？
How many positions, statuses?
Yeah.
Identities.
Identity,
how many identities do we retain in life?
父母生下我们，我们就是儿女。
Because we're born of our parents, we are children.
上学我们就是学生。
When we go to school, we're students.
再来工作，我们就是雇员。
And when we go to work, we are employees.
再来结婚，我们就是配偶。
And when we marry, we become spouses.
A spouse. 有孩子，我们就是父母。
And then when we have children, we become a parent.
那住在美国，我们就是公民。
And if we live in the United States, we are a citizen here.
我们最少有六七个身份。
So we might have six or seven different identities.
请问你觉得哪一个身份最宝贵
？So which of these identities do you treasure the most?
如果我们父母很爱我们，
if our parents love us very much,
我们有很美好的童年，
and we have,
美好的童年，
we have a wonderful childhood,
我们觉得说，我能够当我父母的儿女，我真的一生感谢神。
We might think that, it's wonderful and, I thank God that I can be the child of my parents.
有一天，我们有了儿女。
Maybe one day when we have our own children.
我们非常感谢神给我们很可爱的儿女。
And we love, we thank the Lord that He gave us such wonderful children.
所以这几个身份有时候真的是一生啊没有办法忘掉的。
And so some of these identities are unforgettable in our lives.
但是
However,
我们人生是在演一场戏。
But our life is a play that's being acted out.
你若在戏场上看戏哦，一场戏大概演两三个钟头。
So if you attend a play, sometimes they last maybe 2 or 3 hours.
有的演国王，有的演乞丐。
Some people act as kings, some as a servant or a beggar.
有的演老板，有的演雇员。
Some are play bosses and some play employees.
有的演父母，有的演子女。
Some people have roles as parents, others have roles as children.
这一场戏会下台的。
But this play eventually will end.
下台的那个身份就没有了。
And once this play is over, the identity assumed on the stage is no longer there.
所以我们很宝贵的身份在断气的那个时刻，这个身份完全就消失。
So all these different identities that we may value through our lives, the moment we die, they are nothing.
只有一个身份不会消失。
And there's only one identity that does not diminish when we die.
我是神的王子。
That we are the children of God.
这个身份永远不会消失。
This identity will never diminish.
那这个身份带给我们什么？
But what does this position, this identity bring us?
为什么这个身份这么重要？
Why is this identity so important?
如果我们看约翰福音，
If we turn to John,
约翰福音的第十四章，
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章
，John chapter 14，
第三节
，verse 3 ，John chapter 14 verse 3， and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also.
耶稣说：“我必再来。”
Jesus said, "I will come again."
这是一个预告。
This is a warning.
一个 forecast,
a forecast, a prediction. And why is he coming again?
接你到我们那里去。
That he will come to take you to myself.
难道我在哪里，你们也要在那里。
So that where I am, there you may be also.
那耶稣要去带我们去哪里？
Where is Jesus going to be taking us?
第二节，
verse 2.
在我父的家有许多住处。
In my father's house, there are many dwelling places.
这个父就是天上的神。
And so this father refers to the heavenly
kingdom. 父的家就是天国。
And the father's house is the heavenly kingdom.
所以人生的集中追求是什么？
And so what is the key goal of our human life?
就是回到父那里去。
Our main pursuit.
永远与他同在。
Is to return to our father's house. So that
享受在神天国里面的荣耀。
That we may be with him forever to enjoy the glory in heaven.
所以如果我们回到生命记的第六章，
So if we turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6,
以色列啊，你要听。
So hear, O Israel.
神的王子啊，你要听。
The Prince of the Lord, listen.
就是提醒我们每一个人。
This is a call to each of us.
我们有一个身份叫做神的王子。
We each have the identity as the child of God, the Prince of God.
如果我们申请学校。
If we apply to a school,
这美国最好的大学接受我们。
And say the top tier university in the United States accepted you.
我们有可以夸的地方。
Perhaps there may be something you can boast about.
因为我高人一等。
Because I'm better than other people.
所以我有资格进到那里。
And so therefore I'm qualified to be admitted at that institution.
如果我们进入最好的公司。
If we enter what is considered a great company,
可能我们有夸口的地方。
Perhaps we may boast.
因为这么多人 interview, 我比众人还厉害，所以他用我。
Because they interviewed so many applicants, but they selected me, which means I'm better than they are.
但是当我们变成神的王子,
But when we are God's prince,
我什么都不能自夸。
There's actually nothing that we can boast of our own.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为圣经说,这不是用我们的好行为换来的。
The Bible tells us that this identity was not attained by our own good deeds.
那这个身份是怎么来的?
How do we come about to possess such identity?
我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.Verse 19 and verse 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body.
这个地方说，你们不是属自己的人。
These verses tell us that you are not your own.
为什么？
Why is that?
二十节，因为你们是重价买来的。
Verse 20 explains that we were bought with a price.
这个跟我们世界上的观念呢，完全不同。
This is completely different from our secular concept of self.
世界上的观念是什么？
What is the perspective of the world?
你就是你自己的主人。
You are the lord of your own life. You're your own master.
所以你不是为你父母活。
You do not live for your parents.
是你为你自己活。
You live for yourself.
所以如果你想要，没有一个人就能叫你不要。
So if you want something, no one can deny that.
如果你不要，没有一个人能够叫你要。
And if you don't want something, no one can make you want it.
因为你是你自己的主人。
Because you are your own master.
今天我是神的王子。
But today, we are the children of God.
这里说是神用重价买来的。
That you were bought at a price.
这里有一个交易发生。
There was a transaction that happened here.
这个交易是重价。
This transaction involved a price, a great
price. 谁付重价？谁付了什么价？
And who paid for this?
就是主耶稣。
It's the Lord Jesus.
那这个重价是什么？
And what was this price?
就是他的宝血。
And that was his precious blood.
那这个买卖就是交换啊，本来这个所有权是 A， 那付的价钱，所有权人就变成 B。
And so the transaction goes: a whole group of people in part of A. After the price was paid, those people were transacted to party B.
圣经说我们原来是属魔鬼的。
The Bible tells us that we were once belonging to the dominion of Satan.
好像那个电脑里面的 default， 你生下来就是属魔鬼的。
Like the default settings on your computer, when you were born, you were with sinful nature and belong to Satan. Why is that?
因为圣经说我们生在罪里面。
The Bible tells us that we were born with sin.
凡是有罪的都是属魔鬼的。
And that all who have sinned belong to the devil.
在灵界里面只有两个国家。
In the spiritual world, there are only two kingdoms.
一个就是神的国。
One is God's kingdom.
那不是神的国，就是魔鬼的国。
If you are not of God's kingdom, then you are in Satan's kingdom.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
差遣耶稣来世界。
And so he sent Jesus to the world.
为我们的罪付出了赎价。
And so he paid the price for our sins.
就是他的宝血。
By shedding his blood.
所以在受洗的时候。
So the moment we are baptized.
我们的罪被洗干净。
Our sins were washed away.
因此我们改变的拥有我们那个主人，我们现在属于主耶稣。
And so we have changed ownership over from ourselves to the ownership of our Lord Jesus.
因此如果我们再回到生命记第六章。
So if you turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
神的王子啊，你要听。
The children of God, the prince of God, listen.
那既然是王子，就是表示他是属于王的。
And so if you are the child of the king, it means you are of the king.
那个王就是天上的神。
And the king is the God in heaven.
所以我们人为什么一生要高举神？
And so why do we need to live a life that exalts God?
因为他是我们的主人。
It's because he is our master.
他是天地的主宰。
He is the Lord of the heaven and earth.
我们是他重价买来的。
We were bought by him at a great price.
所以我们的一生要 高举神。
So our lives shall exalt him.
啊，他是我们人生的主宰。
He is the Lord of our life.
啊，他对我们一生有主权。
And he has authority over every aspect of our lives.
啊，这个如果没有信耶稣，我们不能够了解。
If we don't believe in Jesus, this is a concept that's very hard to grasp.
神对我有主权。
That God has authority over me.
啊，圣经说，因为我们是神造的。
The Bible says that we are created by God.
啊，我是泥，神是窑匠。
That we are the clay and God is the potter.
所以他创造我们。
And so he formed us.
因此我是属于他的。
And therefore I belong to him.
所以他有主权。
So he has the authority.
啊，他要把我造怎么样就怎么样，他要把我放到哪里就放到哪里。
However he wishes to form us is how he wishes to form us, and he can place us wherever he wishes.
我们一生的生死祸福都在他。
That every aspect of our life, whether we live or die, is in his hands.
我们一生要活多久，要活在哪里，都在他。
How long we live, where we live, all lies in God's hands.
他对我们有主权。
He has the ultimate authority in our lives.
所以他创造我们，他救赎我们。
So he created us, and we are of him, and he.
哦，那。他救赎我们
He redeemed us.
啊，所以我们一定要高举神。
So we have to exalt him.
我们是他所拥有的。
Because everything we have is from him.
好，那如果我们再回到哥林多前书的哥林多后书的第五章。
If we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章的第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him.
Okay. 第十节。
Verse 10. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil.
这里说我立了一个志向，要讨主的喜悦。
That we make it our aim.To please the Lord.
啊，为什么？
And why is that?
因为我们要面对他的审判。
Because one day we shall face his judgment.
啊，所以当一个人高举神。
So when a person exalts God.
啊，一生为着要荣耀神在生活。
That they live their lives with the goal of exalting him.
当我们在站在他的审判台前。
Then the day we stand in judgment before him.
我们就要从他得到奖赏。
Then we shall be rewarded.
啊，因此我们现在要思想我们的信仰。
So let's reflect on our own faith.
到底我们把神放在哪里？
Where have we placed God in terms of our priorities?
一般说来神可以放在三个地方。
Generally speaking, we could place God into three places.
第一个就是神在我们下面。
First is that God is beneath us.
Yeah. 所以神好像我的仆人。
So,God is like my servant.
我自己有一套人生的理想。
I have my own personal goals and ideals.
我有我自己的决定。
My own ability to make decisions.
所以我就跪下来祷告，求神成全。
And so when I kneel down and pray, I ask the Lord to fulfill my wishes.
如果神成全我的祷告。
If God answers my prayers.
我就更爱他。
Then I will love him more.
如果神不听我的祷告。
If God does not listen to my prayers,
从那一天我就不理神了。
Then I'll ignore God.
所以我们很多人拜偶像就是这个心态。
Many people who worship idols have this same sort of attitude.
为什么拜偶像？
Why would you worship an idol?
第一个要在世界上有 prosperity, 就是要繁荣昌盛。
First is that you seek earthly prosperity.
第二个。
Second?
就是保平安。
That you want to receive some assurance of peace.
所以你看，你如果到很多中国的餐馆去看，都有摆一个偶像。
And so if you go to some of these Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants, you'll see this a little shrine.
那个就是他拜神的目的啊。
And that's the purpose for why they worship their idols.
让生意能够好赚很多钱。
That they may have good business and make a lot of money.
但是神是在下面。
But this places God sort of beneath them.
有一天我拜的神没有保守我的发财。
If the God I worship one day doesn't bring about prosperity.
那有一天我拜神，我没有平安，我就把它丢掉了。
Or if the God I worship doesn't bring about peace, then I leave him aside.
圣经有没有这个例子？
Does the Bible provide such examples?
有。
Yes.
你看约伯。
Let's look at Job.
哦，约伯是一对夫妻啊。
Job and his wife.
啊，圣经怎么描写？
How did the Bible describe the pair of them?
如果我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
啊，约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
啊，约伯记第一章，我们看第二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 2. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
第三节。
Verse 3, he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and very many servants. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east.
如果看那个第三节最后一节，这个人在东方中为至大。
This was the greatest person of all the people of the east.
所以谁不愿意像约伯？
So who doesn't want to be Job?
大家都要像约伯。
Everybody wanted to be Job.
孩子很多，然后财产很多。
He had many children and he had great possessions.
所以甚至接下去读下去，他的孩子天天有 party。
You can see if you keep reading, his children had feasts and parties every day.
那这个是从哪里来？
So where did all this come from?
因为神祝福他。
And this all came about because God blessed him.
所以如果我像约伯要叫我拜神，我一定会拜，因为我今天这么好，我在众人当中我是最大的。
And so if you could assure me that if I worship God, I would turn out like Job, I would do it right away.
到底神在约伯心中的地位是上面、中间还是下面？
But if you look at Job, where did Job place God in his heart? Was it above in his heart or beneath him?
我不知道，现在要考试一下。
At this point, we can't tell until he is tested.
所以魔鬼跟神对话，那神就允许魔鬼就下来。
And so, Satan had a conversation with God, and God let Satan test.
然后就把那个篱笆稍微把它拿掉一点。
And he removed a bit of the shield, the hedge around Job.
现在约伯就遭到灾祸了。
And now Job has encountered some tragedies.
遇到很多的困难。
And difficulties.
那约伯还是很认真在拜神。
But Job still diligently worshiped God.
那现在魔鬼跟神在讲话。
But now Satan has another conversation with God.
魔鬼说有原因，因为你保护他平安了。
Satan says, well, Job only worships you because you keep him safe and peaceful.
神就允许魔鬼下来，现在连他平安也没有了。
And so now God allowed Satan to come and take away Job's peace.
请问，如果我们像约伯，你还会拜神吗？
If you were to be like Job, would you still worship him?
约伯还是拜神。
Job still worshiped God.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为神本身是伟大，是可拜的。
Because God is intrinsically almighty and worthy of worship.
但是约伯的太太就不拜神了。
But Job's wife did not want to worship him.
拜神拜到这样，你还拜吗？
He says, if you worship God and this is your end result, why do you bother?
所以在约伯太太的心里面，神是在下面的，只有他听我，他能够祝福我，我就拜他，不祝福我，我就不要他。
And so in Job's wife's heart, God was beneath her, that is, if God was able to fulfill her desires, like she would worship, but if he didn't, she would put him aside.
这样的信仰不叫做高举神。
And so this type of faith is not one that exalts God.
这个是利用神。
This is just using God.
但是神是父亲啊，你利用他，他也很愿意啊。
But God is a father, and He's willing to be used by His children.
我们遇到困难，热心祷告，神你会听。
So when we encounter difficulty in our lives and we pray earnestly, God listens.
但是有时候我们祷告神不听啊，神看我们离开他，真的神是很伤心的。
And sometimes when we pray and it doesn't turn out the way we think, and God sees that we have left him, it really hurts his heart.
不是神不听啊。
And it's not so much that God refuses to heed our
是神要我们成长。
But rather God wishes that we would grow.
那有时候用一些困难我们才会成长。
And so some of these difficulties we encounter in lives are opportunities for us to grow.
神的爱是没有改变的。
God's love for us does not change.
所以你看父母在训练孩子。
And so when you see a parent teaching their children,
不但爱他。
The love is always there.
而且要训练他能够独立。
But rather, the training is so that they can become independent.
这个过程有时候是辛苦的。
And this process can be rather painful.
但是是重要的。
But it is an important process to go through.
那第二种人在拜神。
And so there's second manner in which people worship God.
神是朋友。
God is my friend.
啊，朋友没有办法管你太多了。
Friends don't have much authority over each other.
啊，我还是我，他还是他。
I retain my personal identity, and they retain theirs.
啊，所以我有五个好朋友。
I have five very good friends.
啊，那其中啊，最好的朋友就是主耶稣。
And one of my very best friends of the five is our Lord Jesus.
啊，所以既然是最好的朋友
，since he is my best friend.
啊，所以啊，我有空我一定会去聚会。
If I have time, I will go to service.
啊，我有空我一定会去做圣工。
If I have time, then I'll do holy work.
但是朋友只是生活当中的一部分。
My friends only occupy a set sort of role in your life.
啊，我有我的职业。
I have my own career.
我有我的家庭。
I have my own family.
啊，我有我的嗜好。
I have my own preferences and desires.
然后我有我的朋友。
And then I have my friends.
啊，所以朋友只是生活中很多的一部分。
And so friends occupy a limited scope amongst many in our lives.
所以有时候我们来到教会，为什么来？
Sometimes we come to church, and why do we come?
因为我跟主耶稣是好朋友。
It's because I'm friends with Jesus.
所以我常常要来拜他。
So I want to come a lot to worship him.
那如果有空，我也可以参加教会的圣工。
And if I have time, then I'll participate in the holy work at church.
那这样也还不算是高举神。
This is still not quite enough to say that you exalt God.
因为神还跟我是同等的。
Because we sort of view God as the same on the same level as us.
所以是我决定啊，我要为神做什么。
That is, I dictate what I wish to do for God.
他只是我生活的一部分，不是我的全部。
He occupies a particular space in my life, but he's not the center of my life.
他是我的朋友，但是他不是我的主。
He is my friend, but he is not my master.
有哪一个人叫你的朋友就主呢？
Who calls their friends their master?
所以到第三部分的信仰就完全了。
But then when you talk about the third type of faith,
第三部分的信仰就是神是我的主。
The third type of faith is that God is my Lord.
他是我的主人，他是我的主宰。
He is my master. He is the Lord of my life.
他是在我上面的。
He is above me.
所以我不管什么，我一定要尊重他。
So regardless of what happens, I have to respect him.
我一定要把他摆在第一位。
I have to place him as the first priority in my life.
那这样的信仰啊，就非常的纯。
And this is the purest form of faith.
这个就是我们信仰的努力。
And this is the goal to which we strive in our faith.
好，我们现在看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
到底我们的生活有没有到这个程度？
Have our lives been able to attain this level of faith?
我们看第四章十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
17节。
Verse 17. Anyone then who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it commits sin.
如果我们看十六节，我完全同意。张狂夸口，这是恶的。
And if we read verse 16, we completely agree, right? All boasting is evil. Boasting and arrogance is evil.
如果我们看十六节哈，这是在解释前面十三节到十五节。
But verse 16 is really explaining verses 13 to 15.
那十三节到十五节就是在讲一个生意人。
Verses 13 to 15 describe the workings of a business person.
他头脑很聪明。
This person's very sharp.
他很会计划。
And she makes really good plans.
所以他要到哪个地方就是一个城去。
And so they have decided that they will go to this town.
要多久？要住一年。
To spend a year there and do business.
要做什么？要做买卖。
And do business and make money.
他很会计划。
So this business person makes good plans.
那这样的人到底有什么问题？
But what's the flaw in such a person?
我们不是都要计划吗？
Don't we all have to make plans?
所以很多人在上大学的时候，他已经计划，等我大学毕业，我要到哪里去读研究所。
Some people, when they start college, they think, well, I'm going to go to this school for graduate school.
等我大学毕业，我打算到哪个公司上班。
Or after I graduate from college, I'm going to work for this company.
不是我们都在计划吗？
Don't we all make such plans?
那这个计划错在哪里？
Is this wrong?
如果我们看十五节。
So let's read verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that.
好，十五节说，主若愿意，我就可以做这个事，也可以做那个事。所以十五节比较十三节跟啊，比较十三节差在哪里？
So what's the difference between what's described in verse 15 versus what's described in verse 13?
十三节的计划里面没有神。
The plans outlined in verse 13 completely omit God.
我只要计划，我只要努力，我就可以成功，前途在我的掌握中。
If I make the plans and put in the effort, the future is in my hands.
但是十五节不是这样。
But verse 15 tells us otherwise.
主愿意，我才可以活着。
That is, if the Lord wishes, I shall live.
主愿意，我才可以做这个，可以做那个。
If the Lord wishes, we can do this or that.
就是有一个主宰，有一个主人在掌管我的明天。
That there is a Lord, there is a Master who holds on to our tomorrows.
因此我完全尊重他的主权。
And so we completely submit ourselves to His authority.
因此我如果有计划，我还要呈报到神那里，让他来允许，让他来带领。
And so even though we make our plans, we put our plans before the Lord so that He may guide us and advise us.
这个叫做尊重神。
So this is what it means to respect God.
所以我们在做每一个决定。
So as we make the decisions in our lives,
神在哪里?
Where is God?
非常重要。
It's important to consider this.
我做决定的时候，神在哪里就决定我是不是高举神。
As we make our decisions in our lives, where God is in our decision will tell us whether or not we live a life that exalts God.
神在我下面吗?
Is God beneath me?
我已经做了决定，我一直祷告，你如果爱我，你要成全。
That I've made a decision, I'm going to keep praying to God. God, please make my decision come true and go smoothly.
神是我的仆人，我的工具。
This attitude is using God as a servant.
或者神是我的朋友。
Or is God my friend?
我在做决定的时候。
As I make decisions.
我的信仰生活，我的侍奉生活，这个是参考。
My life of faith, my life of servitude, these are all sort of secondary considerations.
我喜欢的工作最重要。
But it's more important that I enjoy that particular work.
如果刚好神让我找到一个教会附近的工作，那我就会多多去做圣工。
If God happens to let me find a job that's close to a church, then I can spend time doing church work.
但是如果我喜欢的工作离开教会很远，主耶稣对不起啊。
But if the job I like is actually very far from church, well, sorry, God.
这个叫做神在旁边。
So this is the type of faith where God occupies a side position.
那什么叫做神在上面?
But what does it mean when we view God as above us?
神啊，我真的很想要服侍你。
We might say, God, I really want to serve you.
来报答你的恩典。
I want to repay your grace.
这是我的计划。
This is what I have planned for myself.
求你带领。
Please guide me.
让我能够找到一个工作，保守我的信仰，能够侍奉你。
Help me find a job where I can preserve my faith and continue to serve you.
神就在上面了。
God is above us.
所以尊重神是很实际的。
So it's actually very, respecting God is a very practical matter.
但是那最基本的起点。
But the most, the fundamental starting point.
就是了解我是谁。
Requires us to know who we are.
我是神的王子。
That we are the children of God.
他是我的主宰。
That He is our master.
他是我的主人。
He is our Lord.
他掌管我的未来。
He controls our future.
所以我要尊重他到底。
So I must respect Him and revere Him.
我要尊重他到死。
Until the day we die.
那这样我每一个决定啊都不一样。
And so, although our decisions will vary,
我们的一生会蒙神很大的恩典。
Our lives will be blessed and full of God's grace.
因为我们真的尊重了他。
Because we truly revered him.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.